the last several years, we've seen bass fishing change from an elevated sport from just a local guy fishing to the professional ranks with wrap boats and wrap trucks and all the advertising and impression possibilities. With me today in studio is Chris Joseph. And Chris, you guys have come up with a trailer that's just really absolutely great.
Oh, it's one of a kind, Terry. I mean, the people that just look at this thing when you're pulling it down the road or coming into a ramp, it's just an eye catcher. I mean, they're amazed more than anything, you know. It's innovative. It really is.
Well, you know, enclosed trailers have been around for a lot of years. A lot of guys went with enclosed trailers, but what happens with this one, it's versatile. It's something that you can adapt to your fishing conditions with the sides that move forward, the ability to be able to get in and out of the boat, but still have all the attributes that you want in an enclosed trailer.
No question about it. When you retract the trailer all the way forward, it's your conventional boat trailer. Your boat's totally exposed. You can get in and out of it easy. You put it in the water just like you would any other trailer, and it's very easy to use, very user-friendly.
Well, you look at now, you've got this trailer, and it's shaped like a regular enclosed trailer if it was all aluminum, but the sides are mobile. You also have a rolled door in the front mm-hmm. that allows it to be able to see, the driver can see the driver and those kind of things. Boat driver can see the truck driver
exactly.
when you're backing in.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, whenever we was designing this, you need to make it to where you can use it, and it wasn't a big hassle. So that was some of the things that we came up with and some of the ideas that we incorporated into the trailer to get it to that point, you know. But whenever you put the marketing end of it, because that's what we're actually looking at, is the marketing end of it, it's just like a rolling billboard when you're going down the highway. You've got your sponsors on the side or your corporate company on the side that's whoever you might be fishing with or for. It gives them that maximum exposure that everybody looks for. You know, you're coming, they got the wrap boats, they got the wrap trucks, and the next step is to protect your boat, for one, protect that wrap, and now you've got a rolling billboard. You have that marketing, that better mousetrap, I like to call it, because it's new, it's unique, and it's powerful in my eyes, you know.
Well, I think it also protects your equipment. You know, you can take
Absolutely.
Rods and reels and those kind of things and put them in the boat, and what happens is then you can close this thing up and not feel like you're going to have somebody watching it 24 hours a day, which if you have an open boat, that's really an issue.
Oh, absolutely. You know, with the new things we have coming out for the trailer and the security system that will be hardwired right into your truck electrical system it'll give you that boat and your equipment the maximum security across the board, you know, versus anybody else that's sitting in the parking lot. They're going to go after something a little easier that you know they can get into.
One of the hardest things about radio is conveying this picture, you know, but one of the neat things that we've done here at Bass Fan with you is we're going to kind of tease them a little bit with this radio program today, because we've got a film we're going to show you of this thing working and actually being put in the water.
That's awesome. What you guys pulled off today was amazing. It really was. I'm anxious for people to look at this thing and see what their thoughts are on it also. Yeah.
We've got tournament anglers across the country always looking for an edge, and without hesitation, based on the marketing aspects alone, this thing is going to give a lot of anglers an edge. They're going to be able to put sponsors' names, sponsors, you know, whatever they want. If they want it to be a whole running billboard, a scope of somebody on the water running down the lake, they can do that.
Exactly.
And what you've got now is you're only limited by your imagination.
Exactly, exactly. It's. I think that we've taken it to the next step now. My thoughts and my beliefs is I believe that we are moving this to the next step, and hopefully a lot of people will look in that direction, and we'll start producing some of these things and getting them out there, because once you get your hands on it, it's an awesome tool.
Well, you've got you know, a lot of questions I'm sure the guys that are pulling 50, 60,000 miles a year would ask, is it, how durable is this trailer? What's it made out of? How heavy is it? Some of those kind of things.
Yeah, the tournament ready, the system that I've got right now with my 22-foot Triton, this trailer is basically about 1,000 to 1,200 pounds heavier than the conventional trailer right now. It's all constructed out of aluminum and stainless steel.
Saltwater will even work if you use it in saltwater as well.
Yeah, absolutely. It won't hurt one bit. We have the torsion suspension under it, which is no leaf springs, which is very user friendly if you get a flat tire. 117 LED lights. I mean, it's like a Christmas tree going down the road. You know, it gets the attention. It's an attention getter, and that's what we're all about.
Well, advertisers most definitely are about that too. You know, you go down the road as we did as we went out to shoot the film today. Yeah. When we went out to do that, everybody we went by stopped and turned and looked, and it's just something that's different, unique to the marketplace.
Yeah, it's at that right now. It's so unique. Everybody that even looks at it and thinks it just wonder what's inside of it until they get to where they get to the back of it and see where there's a motor hanging out the back. There's a boat in there. You know, it's like, wow, you know, they got to see it work at this point, you know.
Most of us that travel the country, you know, we look at hotels and motels and maybe some places that are less than optimum for putting your boat. With this system and with this new trailer that you've got something there that's basically like taking a garage with you everywhere you go.
Everywhere you go, you can keep all your equipment in there, all your accessories, you know, your push poles, your extra baits, there's a generator on it. I mean, you're basically in your garage working on getting geared up for that morning or the night before and just pulling it all together. It's got inside work lights, so it can be pitch dark out. You flip on your lights. It's like daylight in there. Tie your baits on, put a new line on, whatever you want to do. It's just like sitting in your garage at home getting things ready to go.
Well, we ran it through the Midwest test last night on your way over from Ohio as you ran through one of our central Illinois storms. And when you came through that, boat was stayed dry as it could be.
Dry as could be. Dry, absolutely. And I've had it in the worst of winter conditions. And it's just that it doesn't see any of that punishment. The boat is totally protected across the board. Totally protected.
When you pull the sides back on this boat, of course, they go forward and backwards. Mm-hmm. When you pull that thing, and I watched you coming down the interstate, no flapping, no moving around. It's very, very taut, and you're using that with come-alongs and doing some other stuff.
Right. So the ratchet system that we have on it constantly keeps the adequate tension on the canvas. So that way, if the canvas does want to stretch a little bit, you just give it another crank, and it tightens it right back up like it's supposed to.
And one guy can move this thing front and back. He can go out and fish by himself.
Your wife could do it. Your wife could do it. It's that light, that easy.
When you look at now next stages and some of that, and I know you don't want to let the cat out of the bag on a lot of things. You talked about security system. Mm-hmm. But really, you're limited only by your imagination because you can go out, if you wanted to put a plasma TV in it and a great stereo system, I don't see any reason for that. I kind of kid you a little bit about the 20-inch tires and wheels. We can do anything you want to.
You can do anything. You can trick out as the sky's the limit. The sky is the limit. If you want to put the investment in it, the sky's the limit.
Well, Chris, I guess the thing that comes to mind, you're from Ohio. Mm-hmm. Tell me a little bit how I could get a hold of your company. You know, do you have a web page? What are some of the things we can do there?
Yeah, two ways. You can go to www.cajoseph.com, or I can be reached at 330-532-3390 or 4646, and those are my office numbers. And if anybody had any questions, I'd be more than happy to answer for them.
Well, there's no question about it. This thing is going to wow them. It's going to get them. And you can see it. You know, we'll have some pictures up here from Bass Fan Radio, but we're going to do a Bass Fan TV. We'll have that up as well. And thanks for being with us here at Bass Fan Radio.
Happy to be here, Terry.
I'm Terry Brown, and this has been Bass Fan Radio.